Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its peak with only 3 days left for polling. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds rallies in Jharkhand and West Bengal. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi addresses public meeting in Himachal Pradesh. Death toll reaches 23 after massive landslide in Mizoram. 3 persons killed in Assam due to heavy rainfall under the impact of Cyclone Rimal. Delhi records season's highest temperature of 49.9 degrees Celsius. IMD issues red alert for scorching heat in the national capital. India announces $1 million relief assistance for landslide hit Papua New Guinea. And in French Open tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhambri to start their campaign in men's doubles event tonight. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its peak with only 3 days left for polling. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in North 24 Parganas district in support of Barasat and Bashirhat Lok Sabha constituencies of West Bengal today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said there is zero tolerance for corruption under his rule.
10 years पहले जब आपने मुझे अवसर दिया था, तो मैंने गारंटी दी थी, न खाऊंगा, न खाने दूंगा. अब मेरी गारंटी है जिसने खाया है उससे बाहर निकालूंगा.
The Prime Minister said Congress and the IMDIA bloc do not care for common people and they only care for themselves. He said people of Matwa community in West Bengal are being given citizenship under a CAA. Mr. Modi said women are being empowered under his government. Mr. Modi also held a mega roadshow in Kolkata this evening. The 2.5-kilometre long roadshow started from the Sham Bazaar 5-point crossing to end at Swami Vivekananda's ancestral house at Shimla Street. This was Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first roadshow in Kolkata, where he was accompanied by State BJP President Sukanto Mojumdar and Leader of the Opposition in the State Assembly, Shubhendu Adhikari. Earlier, addressing a public rally at Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand, PM Modi said action will be further intensified against corrupt people after the 4th of June. In Bihar, JDU President and Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar addressed a rally in Nalanda constituency in Asthama. BJP leader and Union Minister Nityananda Rai held a public meeting in Barun under Karakat parliamentary constituency. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad said this time in Lok Sabha elections the fight is for saving reservation and the Indian constitution. Talking to media in Patna, he said the 400-plus seat claim of the BJP will fall flat in this election. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav held a public meeting in Buxar. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned today for film star and BJP nominee from Gorakhpur, Ravi Kishan. Addressing a rally in Kampil Ganj area, Mr. Yogi said the BJP government has done a lot for the poor and downtrodden. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav along with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi jointly addressed political rallies in Mohan Sarai area of Varanasi and in Basgaon Lok Sabha constituency. In an election rally in Gagret, Una district of Himachal Pradesh, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi has accused the BJP government of failing to reduce inflation and unemployment.
महंगाई बढ़ती चली जा रही है, आपके मुंह से महंगाई शब्द नहीं निकलता, बेरोजगारी चरम पे है, आप कह रहे हैं कि अर्थव्यवस्था मजबूत हो गई है, सच्चाई ये है कि आज देश में 70 करोड़ लोग बेरोजगार हैं, सच्चाई ये है कि आज का नौजवान शिक्षित है लेकिन किसी के पास रोजगार नहीं है, नौकरी नहीं है.
She criticized the central government for not declaring last year's calamity as a national disaster. Senior Congress leader and Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, along with other leaders, also addressed the rally. On the other hand, BJP National President JP Nadda addressed rallies in Choltu in Kinnaur district and Ankari and Rodu in Simla district. He stated that the BJP is seeking votes for development to once again usher in an era of progress in the country. The BJP today expressed confidence that it is forming the government at the centre for the third term with a massive mandate. The party alleged that contradictions of the INDIA bloc are coming out in the open. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, while AAP is fighting against the Congress in Punjab, in West Bengal the TMC is fighting against the Congress. He claimed that as the Lok Sabha elections are coming closer, it is clearly visible that people of the country have understood the situation and the BJP-led NDA is on its way to achieving the target of winning more than 400 seats. The Election Commission today released the absolute number of voters who voted in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. In a statement, the Commission said 7,5,44,933 people voted in the sixth phase. A voter turnout of 63.37% has been recorded in 58 parliamentary constituencies which went for voting. The poll body said the final turnout will only be available post-counting with counting of postal ballots and its addition to the total vote count. The Commission also released parliamentary constituencies-wise number of electors for the seventh phase. In the seventh phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh on June the 1st. Ghazipur Lok Sabha seat, which is one of the important seats of Purvanchal, is also included in this. This time, BJP has fielded Parasnath Rai on this seat. Apart from him, nine other candidates are also trying their luck in the elections.
Ghazipur is considered to be the second most important seat in Purvanchal after Varanasi. There are five assembly constituencies under Ghazipur parliamentary seat. These include Jakhnia, Sadpur, Ghazipur Sadar, Jangipur and Jamania. There are a total of 20,74,883 voters in this parliamentary constituency. Senior BJP leader Manoj Sinha was defeated on the seat in the 2019 Lok Sabha election. Manoj Sinha, who was once considered among the contenders for the post of Chief Minister of the state, was defeated by Afzal Ansari of Bahujan Samaj Party by 1,19,392 votes. Afzal Ansari got 5,66,082 votes in the election, whereas Manoj Sinha got 4,46,069 votes in his account. Suheldev Bharti Samaj Party stood third here. This time, Afzal Ansari is in election field as a SP candidate from India Alliance. Afzal Ansari has been MLA 5 times and MP twice. BJP has nominated Parasnath Rai, considered close to Manoj Sinha, as its candidate for this seat. Parasnath Rai is a teacher by profession and is also the manager of Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya Inter College, whereas BSP has fielded Umesh Singh, who is a lawyer by profession. Umesh has also played an active role in the Anna movement. All parties have intensified campaigning to ensure the victory of their candidates. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Kanyakumari from the 30th of this month. Sources said in Kanyakumari, Mr. Modi will visit the rock memorial and meditate at the Dhyan Mandapam, which is the same place where Swami Vivekananda did meditation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Normal life has come to a grinding halt in northeast India due to extremely heavy rainfall under the impact of Cyclone Remal. The cyclone wreaked havoc in parts of the northeast today, killing at least 23 people in Mizoram, 3 persons in Assam and 1 in Meghalaya. The rains, accompanied by gusty winds, uprooted trees, electric poles, triggered landslides and disrupted power and internet services in the region. In Mizoram, at least 23 people were killed in a massive landslide triggered by incessant rain, after which a stone quarry collapsed at a place between Meltham and Limen on the outskirts of the state capital Aizawl. 9 persons were reportedly missing after the incident. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dhoma announced an exquisite of 4 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of those who lost their lives. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have expressed grief at the loss of lives in Mizoram. In Assam, 3 persons were killed, while 17 others were injured. The deaths occurred in Kamrup, Kamrup Metro and Morigaon districts. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma expressed grief over the loss of lives. He directed the Chief Secretary to ensure all necessary assistance to be provided to the affected families and timely treatment for the injured. In Meghalaya, a wall collapsed in Eastern Deya Hills District, killing one person. In Arunachal Pradesh, red alert has been issued by the IMD in 4 districts and orange alert in 11 districts. We have a report.
India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rainfall for the next few days in Arunachal Pradesh. In a report today, it has issued red alert in West Kameng, East Kameng, Papumpare and Changlang districts in the state. It said that these districts may witness thunderstorm with lightning and extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places. Apart from this, the department has also issued orange alert for 11 districts and yellow alert for the rest of the districts. IMD has issued advisory to the people to avoid going to landslide prone areas and to avoid staying in vulnerable structures. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, has requested everyone to take all precautionary measures and avoid vulnerable and isolated locations during the period. He has asked people to contact district administrations in case of any emergency. Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
In Kerala, widespread damage is being reported in the southern part of the state due to heavy rainfall. Our correspondent has the details.
Met Department had issued red alert in Kottayam and Ernakulam districts today and orange alert in Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha and Idukki districts. As heavy rain continues, night travel and tourism activities have been restricted in the hilly areas. Landslides are being reported in Kottayam, Idukki and Thiruvananthapuram districts. Low-lying regions are flooded, with Kochi, Kottayam and Thiruvananthapuram being worst hit. Relief camps are opened in the regions. Widespread rain is likely to continue in the state for the next 7 days. Fisherfolks are warned from venturing into the sea in the Kerala and Lakshadweep coast. Meanwhile, the Met Department predicts the onset of monsoon in Kerala in the next 3 to 4 days. Mayush Shah for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Severe heatwave conditions continue to dominate northern India, according to the India Meteorological Department. Choru district of Rajasthan recorded 50.5 degrees Celsius, which is the highest recorded maximum temperature in the country today. Meanwhile, Mangeshpur area of Delhi today recorded 49.9 degrees Celsius, which is the highest recorded maximum temperature in the national capital this season. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Yenamani said heatwave conditions will prevail over the northwest region in the next 2 days. Afterwards, it will witness a gradual reduction.
The severe heat wave is continuing over Delhi, so Rajasthan, Haryana, part of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. So we have a red color warning for all these areas, and gradually this will stay, this red color warning. However, mainly from 30th onward, there is a slight reduction of the temperature.
India has announced an immediate relief assistance of $1 million to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts to Papua New Guinea in the wake of a devastating landslide. A massive landslide occurred on the 24th of this month in Enga province, Papua New Guinea, which buried hundreds of people and caused major destruction and loss of life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives and damage caused by the devastating landslide in Papua New Guinea. In French Open tennis, ace Indian players Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhamri will start their campaign in the men's doubles first round in Paris tonight. The second-seeded duo of Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on Emil Ruusuvuori of Finland and Marton Fucsovics of Hungary, while the unseeded pair of Bhamri and Albano Olivetti of France will face Roman Safiulin of Russia and John Peers of Australia today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its peak with only 3 days left for polling. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds rallies in Jharkhand and West Bengal. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi addresses public meeting in Himachal Pradesh. Death toll reaches 23 after massive landslide in Mizoram. 3 persons killed in Assam due to heavy rainfall under the impact of Cyclone Remal. Delhi records season's highest temperature of 49.9 degrees Celsius. IMD issues red alert for scorching heat in the national capital. India announces $1 million relief assistance for landslide hit Papua New Guinea. And in French Open tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhamri to start their campaign in men's doubles event tonight. The details of these stories and more log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.